Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lynn Worthy is covering the Cardinals, and he does so for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and he is with us now on KMOX. Lynn, good to talk to you.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing okay here. The baseball end of the regular season this last week, a lot of times, is a whole lot of fun, and we are now in a position where, unfortunately for the Cardinals, they sort of played themselves out of being in real, true contention. They're 3.5 games out of a wild card spot now. Had things gone a little differently last week, you know, we could be talking about them being a game and a half out. So it'd be a really interesting final week. The Giants are tied with them at the moment. So I can't believe it. The Reds right now are the third wild card. Are you surprised with the way the landscape is right now?
Yeah, I mean, especially in the fact that, like, the New York Mets are still in a point where they could end up out, and yeah, that was not something that, you know, going into the season, many people really predicted. The Reds, I didn't really see being in the position that they're in either, and even really the Cardinals. I mean, I think, just the way going into this season, it was really more of a, you know, try to sort through some personnel things. You didn't necessarily think that the wild card, at least before the season, and then you got into the season and said, hey, they might be in it. And then obviously you thought they'd probably fade after the trade deadline, but they actually hung around to the point where, like you said, only 3.5 games. So, I don't think much of this is really what I would have penciled in, but it's interesting.
Yeah, Cincinnati is right now, they've won 5 straight games. They have the same record as the Mets, but they hold the tiebreaker, so they would be in if the season came to an end. Cubs are the first wild card. The Padres clinched their playoff berth last night. As you look at the rest of this National League and the wild card situation, I suppose the Padres could overtake the Cubs for the first spot, but probably not. What do you think ends up happening here?
To me, I mean, and I think the Arizona is sort of looming right close behind too. So I think the Reds.
Yeah, they're only a game out.
Looked at their, yeah, and I haven't looked at the Reds' remaining schedule, but I mean, I think, you figure they've got at least a fighting shot to make it, which, I wouldn't have suspected. It's interesting. I mean, like, there's teams that are in, so now it's just sort of like, okay, who gets into that last couple spots and who's on the outside looking in? I don't think the Giants really, you know, a few weeks back I was like, oh, maybe they have a shot, and I don't see it now. So now it's, you know, the Reds seem like they have a pretty good shot unless they go in a tank here. So do the Reds get in? Do the Mets also get in? Do the Mets not get in? Is Arizona, you know, come up from seemingly nowhere to slide in there and drop the Mets out and then cause people in New York one more reason to lose their minds. So that would be, I mean, you know, just for the chaos factor, that would kind of be the most interesting, as if the Mets somehow, after spending all the money they did, ended up on the outside looking in. But I tend to think that they'll, you know, hold on. But yeah, I, you know, and I probably wouldn't have before the season said, yeah, the Brewers, the Cubs, and the Reds would all have a chance to be in. But it's looking like that right now.
What can the Cardinals take from the way this playoff race is shaping up? The teams that are in or likely in or still fighting for it, and even those division winners, is there something generally they can take away from all of this, maybe that they can use moving forward?
I mean, I think for the Cardinals, it's really, I don't know that it's so much taking from, you know, what this particular year's playoff picture looks like. I think they just have a lot of questions that they need to sort through this offseason when Chaim Bloom takes over. And I mean, I think if you're a Cardinals fan, you know, you maybe have some optimism that, like, you know, you can look at it and say it was, even with everything that went on this season, you still weren't that far out of it. And so maybe there's, you know, some optimism that, you know, you're not that far away from being in that playoff picture, or at least being, you know, competing for that down the stretch. But I think, to me at least, the questions are really more just sorting through the roster, and that's not really anything that is different because of the way this playoff picture looks. It's just a matter of them needing to make some decisions and make some choices about what this is going to look like going forward.
We expect to hear from Chaim Bloom, who's taking over for John Mozeliak when the season is over. We don't know exactly when that's going to be, but we know that we'll hear from him and maybe get a clearer picture of what the offseason, the future plan is going to look like. How busy for the Cardinals do you assume this offseason is going to be? And I asked that question after just a couple of days after Nolan Arenado mm-hmm. basically said he does not expect to be back.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be majorly busy in terms of like a lot of moves. I think there's obviously some ones that jump out, like Nolan Arenado, like, you know, potentially finding a new home for him, trading him. Like, I mean, when I say not busy, I don't think they're going to be adding a whole lot free agency wise, that sort of thing. I think they may trade some guys to try and clear up some of the roster jam that they have. I think there could be some changes behind the scenes. I mean, because, you know, Chaim has been around for more than a year now, but hasn't been in charge of the entire baseball operations department. So now when he does take over, it'll be interesting to see, you know, are there changes aside from just what he's done with the minors that he wants to make in baseball operations. We haven't obviously seen that yet. He hasn't been in the position to do that yet, but that could be something that comes this offseason as he finally takes over the entire baseball operations. And then, you know, whether they trade some players to that they've sort of, like, you know, held on to for a little while, they've been trying to make decisions on, maybe now this offseason is when you see some of the guys who've been around that they've been given runway to. Do they trade them to clear room for other guys who are coming up? Do they, you know, try to make room for a J.J. Weatherholt? Do they try to, you know, clear some space for other guys to get the playing time that they think that they will need to be part of their core going forward? So I think it's not busy in terms of free agent additions, at least I wouldn't anticipate, but I think there could be a lot of other things going on as far as just sorting out things for the future.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, Lynn, your colleague Derek Gould had a piece today about Nolan Arenado, as Ronge mentioned, most likely not returning as a Cardinal. And the question is, which young player takes that spot at third base? And it seems like there are still a handful of options without a clear winner.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, obviously folks will mention J.J. Weatherholt, top prospect who's looked really good in the minors, his first really only full season in the minors so far. But, you know, Thomas Ejiofor, who's been playing shortstop down the stretch with Mason Wynn injured, is another guy that people forget. You know, a couple years ago when they got him at the trade deadline in 23, you know, he was a MVP in Double A. He was a guy that people were really excited about. You know, he's had moments when he's been up that he's shown that he's got some real ability with the bat. So he's another guy who's, you know, in the mix as far as, you know, somewhere on the infield. He's a guy that, you know, deserves at least a look. And then obviously Nolan Gorman's been here. He's the guy that everybody thought would have been getting time at third base if they had been able to trade Nolan Arenado before this season. And so there's guys there. And of course, you know, Brendan Donovan, another guy who's played infield, played outfield. He was your all-star this season. So there's a lot of different moving parts. That's why I say, I think moving some guys out to sort of clear up where other guys fit may be the biggest things that I'm looking for this offseason as far as, you know, a busy offseason.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see what the rotation is going to look like next year because of the, I mean, there's going to be a lot of differences. I think we know that. And starting pitching was one of their problems this year. Starting pitching and the offense. The bullpen, pretty good. The bullpen, once they got that settled after the first couple of weeks of the season, was their best unit all year long, and I know they can be volatile, but would you expect that they would be just as good next year?
Bullpens, to me, you can sort of sort through year to year. I mean, you can move a couple pieces around, you can bump some people up. I mean, bullpen, I feel like you can, from one year to next, you can change over a significant amount and still have a solid bullpen. I think the Cardinals have done that in recent years. The rotation is going to be interesting because, I mean, you know, as you mentioned, we know some people who we think will be back as part of that, but also they, you know, I think it could still be sorted out in spring training. I mean, you think back to last year, we weren't really thinking Matthew Liberatore was in the driver's seat from one of those rotation spots going into spring training, yet they made that decision and they put him in there and he's been in there all season. You know, and so next year, you know, whether that means Kyle Leahy, like they've talked about him competing for the spot, getting a chance to compete for the spot, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're penciling him in. So, I mean, like, there's going to be, I think, some moving parts. Andre Pallante has obviously, you know, been in the rotation now for a better part of, you know, a year and a half or a little bit more, but he's had ups and downs. So, you know, you could say, well, he's, as far as experience and what he's done, you know, maybe he's one of those guys that you pencil in, but there's been inconsistency, so maybe he's just one of those guys who's competing for it, but isn't necessarily a lock to be in there. So I think there's a lot of question marks. And then there's, you know, young guys. And you know, I'm always hesitant to just pencil in the guy who hasn't had a whole lot of experience, you know, in pro ball and say, okay, well, he's just going to take a spot in rotation out of camp, whether that's, you know, Quinn Matthews or whoever else. But they're probably in that discussion, you know, and then it becomes a matter of, like you saw this year, how do you manage sort of their workloads to get them through the season? Like you've seen that with Pallante and Liberatore this year, that workload does become something that you have to take into consideration when you a guy like that and trying to get him through a full season. So there's a lot of things with that interesting to think about and to sort of, consider this offseason. We might not really have answers until you get to spring training and it basically, so you're going to be at the end of spring.
Lynn Worthy with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, sports writer there, talking Cardinals with us. Lynn, we appreciate your time. Thank you for visiting with us today.
All right, thanks for having me.
That is Lynn Worthy. The Cardinals wrap up their season Sunday. Only five games left to go. Tonight, tomorrow night, and their late starts, 7:50 pregame, 8:45 first pitch each night. Then it's all afternoon games over the weekend at Wrigley Field. And then that is it for your Cardinals in 2025.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.